各位听众，现在播送流行美语。李华今天在紧张的准备历史课的考试。他在和 Michael 的谈话中会学到两个常用语 ：beats me 和 to be in a bind。
Hey, 李华 ，What are you doing？
我在准备历史课的考试啊。哎 ，Michael， 你知道美国总统罗斯福和斯大林第一次见面是什么时候啊
？Huh？ Beats me。I don't know much about that period of history.
哎呦，你不知道，我也不会打你啊。你为什么要说 beat me? Beat 不就是打人的意思吗？
No, I don't mean you would beat me. The expression beats me means that I have no idea what the answer is.
哦，在这里 beat 不是打人的意思啊。Beat me 就是我不知道。
Right. If I ask you a question like,How many miles away the sun is? You might say, I don't know, beats me.
这你倒是说对了，我还真不知道地球和太阳之间距离多少英里呢。Beats me. 哎，你知道尼加拉瓜的第五任总统是谁吗？
Okay, that really beats me. You don't really need to know the answer to that question for your history test, do you?
傻瓜，我当然不需要知道这个答案，我是在跟你开玩笑的啦。我学的历史是二次大战期间的美国和欧洲，和尼加拉瓜根本就没关系。
Okay. By the way, what time is your history exam?
Oh, beats me. 我把考试的日程忘在同学家里了。
You left the schedule at your classmate's house? What's wrong with you?
Beats me. 我也不知道我怎么会忘在他家里的。不过没关系，我还有足够时间来准备。
You had better go and check the exam time. If the exam is tomorrow, you're really going to be in trouble.
行行行，我去查。要是啊，明天就考试的话，那我可真是麻烦了。
Hey, Li Hua, did you find someone to help you with that history question?
没有人知道罗斯福和斯大林第一次见面是什么时候，我也找不到这方面的材料。而且考试是星期二，不是星期三，我这下可真麻烦了。
Oh, wow. It sounds like you're really in a bind.
啊？你说什么？我在什么东西里？什么是 a bind?
To be in a bind means that you're in a very difficult situation. Your exam is tomorrow, and you can't find the material you need to study. Therefore, you're in a bind.
Oh,To be in a bind 就是处境很难。哎，我真是处境艰难啊 ，Michael， 我这次考试啊，可能要不及格了。你能不能帮我摆脱这个困境呢？也就是 to get out of this bind I'm in.
Of course, I'm always willing to help a friend out of a bind. You can study your notes, and I can look up any questions you have in your textbook. Will that help?
我复习我的笔记，然后你帮我查课文里的问题，真是个好主意耶！这样我可以省好多时间哦 ，Michael， 谢谢你，谢谢你。哎，那还有什么情况下我们可以用 to be in a bind？
Well, if I have to pay my rent, but I don't have any money, then I'm in a bind.
你付房租的时候到了，可是你又没有钱，那可真是 in a bind。哎。我也来举个例子，要是我在找工作，有个公司要和我面谈，可是啊，我早就和朋友约好那天要一块吃饭，我可以说 I am in a bind 吗？
Yes, you would be in a bind, but you're going to be in an even worse bind if we don't start studying for your exam soon.
你说的对，要是我们再不动手开始准备考试的话，那我就会处境更困难了 ，in an even worse bind.好吧，那赶快念书吧。I don't want to be in a bind anymore.
今天李华学到了一个用的非常普遍的说法 ，beats me， 意思是不知道。李华还学到了另一个常用语 ，to be in a bind， 意思是处境困难。这次流行美语播送完了，谢谢各位收听，下次节目再见。